Puga sitting in for Sunny Young. Hello, Douglas.
Hello, Kim.
What's on tap today?
Well, Kim, we'll start off with boxing.
Okay.
Yes, and tickets for next week's fight between Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao finally go on sale on Thursday. With 9 days to the fight, the sale of tickets had become a key issue. The May 2nd welterweight bout at the MGM Grand, which is expected to be the largest grossing fight in history, is now officially on. There had been disputes over location of tickets, credentials and hotel rooms, among other things, and despite the fact that the fighters had signed to face each other in February, there hadn't been a contract between the promoters and the MGM. Tickets for the fight are priced at $10,000, $7,500, $5,000, $3,500, $2,500, and $1,500. However, none of the $10,000 seats will be available for public purchase. There will be between 35,000 and 50,000 closed circuit seats available in Las Vegas, with a figure closer to the higher end. However, the sale of tickets to live event will be extremely small and likely are only to be around 500. Now for more sports news, let's go to Johannesburg and join Daybreak Africa's Mark Ouma. Mark begins with a volleyball.
Kenya outplayed Ethiopia 25-19, 25-17 and 25-9 in the Zone 5 Women's All-Africa Games volleyball qualifiers in Kampala, Uganda on Wednesday night. Egypt dismissed hosts Uganda in similar straight sets. Earlier on Tuesday, Kenya beat Egypt by 3-1, while Uganda outclassed Burundi in 3 straight sets. Today, Thursday, Uganda play Ethiopia, while Burundi challenge Egypt. Turning to athletics, Ivory Coast's Marie-Jose Talou clocked 11.28 seconds and 23.77 seconds to prevail in women's 100 meters and 200 meters respectively at the Confederation of African Athletics meet in Bamako, Mali on Tuesday night. Toumani Koulibaly won men's 400 meters in 46.13 seconds, while Senegal's Fatoumata Diop prevailed in the women's 400 meters. In Mauritius, the second edition of the Africa Youth Athletics Championship gets underway in Redouit today, Thursday. Defending champions Nigeria are among 28 nations whose athletes are vying for medals at the four-day event. Meanwhile, Africa 400-meter championship silver medalist Wade van Niekerk aims high at the University Sports South Africa Athletics Championships in Stellenbosch, South Africa. The two-day event starts tomorrow, Friday.
I'll be doubling up on the 2 and 4. My goals are to something similar to last year.
That's where you did the 20.21. I know you like the 200 more than the 400 meters. Thinking about your 200 meters, is that where you plan to perhaps even improve on that time?
Well, as everyone knows, that's where the love began for athletics, was in the 200 meters, the sprint event. So that's where I started with my career. So it's like your first love. You didn't really lose that chemistry that you had with it. So to me, I would like to improve my time every single time I raise the race, and I'd like to do better than what I did previously.
Only two Africans have ever run sub-20. That's Francis Obikwelu and Frank Fredericks. At some point in your career, do you see a sub-20 possible?
To be honest with you, seeing that you've brought out the statistics at this moment, I believe in South Africa there's quite a few guys that would get that right now, in the shape and the talent that's come out in South Africa at this moment. So I wouldn't be surprised if there's a few guys that would break that 22nd barrier this year, and I'd like to be one of them.
That was South Africa's Wade van Niekerk, the Africa Championship 400-meter silver medalist, speaking in Stellenbosch, Western Cape Province, South Africa.
Mark Ouma, thanks, Mark. Now, still in South Africa, most rugby teams are still overwhelmingly composed of white players. Some argue affirmative action is needed to push change and have teams more racially mixed. Emily Yob reports for VOA from Johannesburg.
Rugby in South Africa is more than just a national sport. It is one which carries a lot of symbolism here. Back in 1995, the image of the country's newly elected first black president, Nelson Mandela, sporting a jersey from the national rugby team, the Springboks, and handing the Rugby World Cup to the blonde Afrikaner Springbok captain, François Pienaar, remains to this day one of the most iconic sports moments in history. Under apartheid, rugby was considered the sport of the white elite, and it was hated by the black majority. But to Mr. Mandela, rugby presented an opportunity to forge a new path toward racial unity and help all South Africans start to reconcile. More than 20 years later, though, the number of black players in big rugby clubs remains very small. Akona Ndogane, who trains with the Pretoria Blue Bulls, is one of the few of his generation to have reached the top level.
The determination that I had at the time, you know, to work hard and to make sure that I'm not just there because of colour. I have to prove to myself and to the coaching staff that, you know, I deserve to be there.
Rugby isn't a sport for just white people anymore, and a lot of players across the country are black. So the motivation is there, but with limited funds, developing a quality game has proven tough. Craig Asiabonga is a volunteer rugby coach in the township of Alexandra in Johannesburg.
We have nothing, man. That's all I can say. We have few balls, few cones. We don't even have a scrum machine. So how can you coach kids to scrum if you don't even have a scrum machine?
Most players are selected by big clubs early on, during talent scouting at inter-school competition, says Kevin de Klerk, president of the Golden Lion Rugby Union.
We then send some scouts to come and have a look and see what the talent is like. Then we will promote them to academies and then to senior school sides and the provincial sides later on.
But among these private school teams, black players are also very few. To tackle that problem, the South African Rugby Union recently announced its intention to impose controversial quotas. Some, like sport journalist Simnikiwe Xabanisa, think this is not the real solution.
This is not a numbers situation. This is about changing people's mentalities. Government should be involved at grassroots level. You know, you need to put facilities at schools. You know, they've got to grow up with rugby poles in their schools that they come from the townships, as opposed to having to go to a so-called white school.
The goal is to have 50% of black players in all the provincial teams by 2019. Emily Yab in Johannesburg for VOA News.
Thanks, Emily. Still in athletics, the London Marathon, also known as the Virgin Money London Marathon, takes place this Sunday. The energetic Andy Edwards caught up with defending champion Kenyan Edna Kiplagat. Here is Andy.
We're talking with Edna Kiplagat of Kenya, who is the defending champion in the London Marathon on Sunday. Also, she is the double world champion, so might slip in a question or two about whether she's going to be defending her title in Beijing this summer. First of all, Edna, does having that London title in your grasp, does that give you a psychological extra edge over your other rivals, who are, of course, very good as well?
Yeah, I know the ladies who are running together on Sunday, they are very strong and they have done very well in their competitions. But for me, as a defending champion, I will try my best. I believe in myself and I know that the training that I have done is a good one, so I hope that I'm going to do well on Sunday.
Is this as good a women's marathon field as you've ever faced, perhaps outside a major championship?
Yeah, I can say this is the best field that they have selected this year. Mary has won this race twice. Friska has won. Florence was second last year. And I know she's looking forward to win. So this is the best field ever selected to run on Sunday. But I believe if everything goes well, I will try to go for the win.
Of course, to reach the level that you have done in athletics, you have to train hard and rest. But you have also have another life. You have children. I mean, five children in total. And, well, you can tell me more about, we always hear about the farm and the chickens that you have back home in Kenya. How much time does that take up? I mean, first of all, the children.
Yeah, I know being a mother as well as being an athlete, it's not easy. But what I'm happy about is my husband is a good supporter. He's doing very well. He plans everything for us. He plans when it's time for training, we change, we go for training. But when it's time for the family, he makes sure that he organizes everything. We also have a babysitter who is taking care of our children. And so it's easier. I know part of it is the farm, but my husband has taken most of the responsibilities.
He has a farm manager who is taking care of everything in the farm. So it's easier for us after training. I get time to rest while he goes out there and look for the what is going on in the farm.
Well, it sounds like a very organized lifestyle. What about later on this year? You're the only woman to have won two world titles in the marathon. Are you going to be going to Beijing and hoping to make it a third?
I'm focusing for this race on Sunday, and then afterwards, then we'll go back home, and then we can see what we'll do after this.
Well, back home, of course, you hope with another London Marathon title and, well, chance to catch up with the kids, the farm, and all sorts of things in life. Edna Kiplagat, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Andy. That was energetic Andy Edwards in London. Meanwhile, athletics governing body has asked sport's highest court to double Rita Jepto's two-year doping ban. But the Kenyan athlete has filed an appeal to the Court of Arbitration for Sport, seeking to overturn her punishment for failing a drug test. Jepto, who is 34, became Kenya's first high-profile athlete to be failed a test when she tested positive for performance-enhancing drugs in September. Athletics Kenya has suspended her from all competition until October 2016. Meanwhile, the Court of Arbitration of Sport has said the International Association of Athletics Federation wants a four-year ban because of aggravating circumstances. But Jepto, who says she may have been prescribed some banned substances at a local hospital after a road accident, is seeking a delay in the ban's implementation and hopes to compete in August World Championships. And that's it for this edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. I'm Douglas Simpoga. Now back to you, Kim.
Thank you, Douglas. And listen to the Sunny Side of Sports Monday through Friday.